charging your spiritual battery. What a wonderful task that is. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California, bringing you Tao Healing Words. Charging your spiritual battery. Charging our spiritual battery is like charging any other battery. You have to put the fluid into the battery to support the battery, and then you have to plug the battery into the right connection so that it will bring forth the results that you want. If you have a battery that goes in your car and you want to charge it, you put it on the alternator or the charger, and as you're driving, it recharges the battery. But you must keep the fluids in there so the electrolytes can all build up their charge and carry forth the work that has to be done. Charging our spiritual battery is much the same thing. We have an alternator in us, and that alternator is always charging our spiritual battery. And it's charging our spiritual battery with the power, with the necessary things that will function the spiritual battery in its perfect way. Now, we might ask, what is it that charges our spiritual battery? We don't have any power that goes into us by plugging it into the wall for a 110 or 220 current. What we do is we have the thought power. And the thought power is so wonderfully powerful, so absolutely perfect, that it keeps charging all the time. But with thought power is a thought. So with every thought we think, we are charging our batteries in one way or another. We're charging them to be negative, or we're charging them to be positive. And if we're charging our batteries to be negative, then they can only bring about what we call negative results. And if we're charging our batteries to be positive, then they bring about what we call positive results. Now, how could we charge our spiritual batteries in a negative way? Well, divinely, we are created absolutely perfect. Our original purity and integrity stands pat all the time. It's always there, it's always clear, it's always wonderful, it's always perfect. And we charge our battery by being aware of it or shorting it out. And when we say, I don't like me, I am unhappy, I am limited, we are shorting out our spiritual battery. And the life of that spiritual battery gets shorter and shorter and shorter, and our life as spiritual beings, as human beings, gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Now, when we charge our battery with the positive concepts of who we are, recognizing our original purity and integrity, recognizing our original divinity, then what we are doing is we are charging our spiritual battery with the positive attitudes that will be forever and ever and ever. When I say I like me, I am charging my spiritual battery with a very wonderful charge. When I say I am a spiritual being, I charge my batteries with a very wonderful charge. When I say I like the world I have created because it is good and very good, we are charging our spiritual batteries in a very beautiful, positive way. It's necessary for us each day to choose how we're going to charge our spiritual batteries. Are we going to charge our spiritual batteries by saying we cannot? Or are we going to charge our spiritual batteries by saying, it is already done and I am now aware of it? It is already done and I am now aware of it. It's already done and I am now aware of it. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows all and I am aware of it. I am aware of it now. And I live in the reality of what I am aware of. I am aware that I'm a divine being. I'm aware that I'm whole and perfect. I'm aware that I'm happy and hearty and everything is going beautiful in my world. I'm aware of that. Now, charging my batteries is a very significant part of that awareness. If I do not charge my batteries in a positive way, I will be that which I am, but I won't be aware of it. And I want to reveal that which I am to me every moment of my life. And I reveal that to me every moment of my life by using my spiritual charger, by using my thoughts that are positive and beautiful and good and uplifting, by using who I am and what I am and every way that I am. Now, this means I have to be very careful where I plug in my plug, whether I plug it into my positive or negative attitudes. And if I plug it into the negative ones, I go downhill. I short out everything that I have, and pretty soon I'm kaput. When I plug in the positive, I regenerate and regenerate and regenerate, and my power becomes greater and greater and greater until I express all the divinity that I am within me, and I reveal all the magnitude of the wonder that I am and how great it is. It's all a matter of my choice. Charging my spiritual battery is something I consciously choose to do by putting positive thoughts in my charging system so that my spiritual battery will always be topped off with maximum power, maximum readiness to enjoy eternal life here and now. Have a lovely day. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to a desire in your heart, dial 1-866-650-5111. Our toll-free number, 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the phone is a practitioner. Tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. And the practitioner will say to you, charging your spiritual battery. That sounds good to me. Now here's how we go about doing that. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.